the second book of Timothy. Timothy is a young preacher. The Apostle Paul is kind of admonishing him and giving him some instructions in 1st and 2nd Timothy, some things that were dear to Paul's heart. Paul is now going to be offered up, and he's going home to be with the Lord, and he feels necessary to leave some things behind and let Timothy go forward and kind of carry this on. And so, and this book and Titus were books to younger men to help us carry on the work of the Lord. And when you read this, Paul calls Timothy his son in the ministry. And he had gave many good instructions, and he loved him as a son in the ministry. I know what he's talking about. I have some younger preacher friends of mine that I call sons. They were called to preach while I was their pastor, and I feel like they were my sons in the ministry, and they're all doing great works today for the Lord. And I know the heart of Timothy, and you want to teach and help him along the way. But the instructions that Paul gave Timothy, I don't believe would have ever been as powerful to Timothy as the instructions and the influence that Timothy had from his mother and from his grandmother. Paul mentions something here that I want to talk about for a few minutes. And in this chapter, he says something here, one word that leads me to believe that all the reason for this was because of his mother and because of his grandmother. I tell you, I thank God for my mother. Amen. And the influence that she had on me. I really do. And we have godly mothers. And if you have a godly mother, you ought to tell them every day how much you appreciate them. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, stand with me. Let me read these couple of verses here in your hearing. Let me start with verse number 3. He says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, that's the little word I want you to look at. You can put the word because, wherefore, he makes the statement, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yes. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you for the privilege that we have to be in your house one more time. We thank you for these that are bowed with us. Lord, every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building, Father, we thank you for them. We ask you, dear God, that you'd have your way in our lives. Let us be the Christian people, Lord, that you'd be honored to have and honored to claim. We ask you, dear God, to help us one more time as we stand between you and this judgment-bound people. Lord, we do realize the responsibility that's laid upon us. And as the Apostle Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us in the service and give us the words that we need to say. And what you do for us this morning, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, on the influences and the teaching of the godly mothers, the teaching of the godly mother. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes. I believe it makes a difference who's in your life. I really do. I believe that the people that you're around and you grow up with, the parents that you have, can make the greatest influence and the biggest impact in your life. There's not one person on a hill by themselves. It takes the influences of our friends and our families to mold us and shape us into the people that we are today. And a lot of those values that we're taught by our parents, and most of them are taught by our mothers. Most of those values and principles and those things in life that help shape our thoughts and our actions in life comes from our mothers. And mothers, how important you are into the family. It was once said that how the mothers are is how the nation goes. And that's how much of an impact that the mothers have raising children. There's generations and generations and generations have come and gone. And there's been many influences in the ears and in the hearts of lives, but no greater than the mother. When you find in the Bible, you find different mothers in the text that have helped us, even us today. And their memories, their actions in their life have shaped many a Christian folk. And when you look at them down through the years, how they've changed. Now, Paul is telling Timothy that I knew your grandmother and I knew the faith that your mother had. And because of their influence that they had in you, he said, my eyes are filled with tears and with joy, knowing that you also have that same faith that they had. What a great compliment, amen, that one is given when they talk about the work of the Lord. Now listen, it's those mothers that mainly teach their children about Jesus. It's those mothers that form that Sunday school when at a young age, and that vacation Bible school, and the influence of the women, the touch of the mothers that make a difference. The Bible teaches the mothers to take the daughters and teach them to love their own husbands and to be the keepers of the home. I see the influence that the mothers have, the greatest impacts on in the family than even the husband. But let me say this, the husband has his place in the home. Amen. He is supposed to be the main provider of the home, the one who is that authoritative figure in the home. And you know, when you think about it, how we all have to give, whether husband or wife in the home, gives that 100% of that the home would glorify, and that the home would glorify God, and that the influence in that home could be felt and seen throughout the community that might cause other families to come to know that same Lord. And so the Apostle Paul, as he begins to talk to Timothy of the influence and the impact that his mother and grandmother had on him and the investments that they had put in Timothy. I want to tell you, there's a lot of sacrifices that mothers make in the home that the children might be taught, and the investments day by day how to teach the children to be the people that they need to be. Our prayer has always been that our children grow up and be respectable young men in their community, serving the Lord and honoring God in their lives, and serving the Lord in one of His churches, and be dedicated to God all their life long. I tell you, that's the prayer of a mama. That's the desire of a father. Amen. To see their family serving the Lord. No greater joy. Amen. I told Miss D here a while back, I said, you know, it's a joyful thing to see our boys serving the Lord in their own church. Amen. And carrying their families to the house of God. I don't have to run behind them and all the time of begging them to get in church somewhere. They automatically go do it. Amen. What a great
great joy. I said, I can lay down right now and go on to be with the Lord, knowing in my heart that they're serving the Lord and they're raising their family in the house of God. I tell you, that's a great joy in the hearts of mamas and daddies in life. Now, I want you to look at this mother for just a minute. I want to give you a few mothers in the Bible, what they've taught all of us down through the years in the Bible. First of all, I want you to look at Sarah. Sarah, Abraham's wife, has something to teach us this morning. The Bible tells us in chapter number 21 in the book of Genesis in verse number 6, the Bible said, "And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me." I want to tell you that verse is a great joy. You know what she's laughing about? She's going to have a baby. That's what she's laughing about. Now, I don't know if somebody said she's laughing because of her old age. And she was up in years in her life when this promised child came to be. But I'm telling you, where that laughter comes from is real joy, amen, in having this child. And when you think about it, amen, when things are going like they're supposed to go according to the Word of God, there's no greater joy than when a child is birthed into a loving home where a father loves his wife and husband loves his wife, and because of the product of that love brings forth children. And there's great joy to be had in raising children. Amen. It's not a burden, nor should it ever be a burden to raise children. And what a shame it is for parents to think that children are a great burden. They're not a burden. They're a blessing from the Lord. And there's joy to be had, amen, when there's children born into the family of God. And there's a great joy. And Sarah of the Bible said, laugh when she heard the good news that they were going to have a baby. Amen. Hey, what joy. Amen. I tell you, when somebody's birthed into the family of God, the Bible said there's more joy in the presence of the holy angels, amen, over one sinner being saved, one sinner repenting, over the 99 just persons. More folks are bringing joy. More angels are happy in glory. The church rejoices when somebody gets born again. Sarah taught us to find joy when people are born in the family of God. Amen. But let's look at Hannah. Hannah had a baby. Amen. What did Hannah teach us? The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter number 1 in verse 22, said, "But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. And then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide ever." Amen. Hannah taught us that to be a mother is to be dedicated to the Lord. Amen. Now, she said, "I'm not going to carry Samuel up to the house of the Lord until he gets old enough to be weaned, and I'm just going to give him back to God." I tell you, she knew where her dedication lied. It lied in her love for God. Amen. I tell you, what we need more of is dedication. Dedicated mothers that are dedicated to God first. And then because of their dedication to God, they're dedicated to their home and the rearing of their children. What a blessing that is, that Hannah had taught us to be dedicated. Amen. We see less dedication today than we've ever seen. Not many people are committed to the serving the Lord and loving the Lord and being the people that we need to be. But Hannah taught us, mothers and fathers, children, boys and girls, she taught us to be dedicated to the Lord. Amen. She said, "I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever." Amen. I tell you, no greater joy than to see my children filled with God. Amen. And to be dedicated in worshiping and serving the Lord. Yes. Hannah taught us that. Amen. But then look over here. And what did Elizabeth teach us in here in the book of Luke?
in chapter number 2, in verse number 41. It said, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. I'm telling you, you got to have him. Amen. If you're ever gonna raise children, amen, in the ways of the Lord, you're gonna have to know the Holy Ghost of God. You're gonna have to be a spirit-filled mother. Amen. If you're gonna really make a difference in your family, in your children, they got to be some Holy Ghost about you. That'll make a real difference in the lives of your children and your grandchildren. The Bible said, and when she heard of the salutation of Mary, that Jesus was going to be born, and the babe leaped in her womb. Woo! Hallelujah! And she was filled with the Holy Ghost. Made a difference. You got to have the Spirit of God. Amen. Godly sisters. You know the qualifications of a deacon. One of them is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know that's a qualification so often missed in the ordination service. We always bear down on the husband of one wife, and we always bear down on the having their children under subjection in the home. But very rare do you ever hear about being filled with the Holy Ghost. I couldn't stand up here and preach to you this morning apart from the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've got to have him in every aspect, amen, of our serving the Lord. We've got to have the Spirit of God. I don't know what mamas do without the Spirit of God to guide them and to lead them and direct them. I tell you this morning, if you don't have him, you can. You can come to the altar and get born again, and the Spirit of God move in. Amen. And there'll be something on the inside of you. I'll go leaping for joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Elizabeth taught us she had to have the Holy Ghost. But what did Mary teach us? The Bible said in verse 46, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Amen. Now Mary says, my soul magnify the Lord. Amen. Mary taught us to worship God. Amen. I tell you, mothers. Now, everywhere you found women in the Bible, they were worshiping God. That's what they were doing. That's what they were best at. They were worshiping God. You find them at the feet of Jesus. You find them on the river trying to pray. You find them putting oil on the feet of Jesus and washing his feet with the hair of their head. You find them singing. Everywhere in the Bible where you find the woman, you find them worshiping. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, she taught us to worship the Lord. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot to do as a mother, ain't they? How do you teach your children how to worship? I don't even know the real definition of worship. I couldn't tell you about worship. All I do know is when worship comes on me, I do it.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. I hadn't got a book that I could write that would say how to worship. I say when the unction of the Holy Ghost begins to leap on the inside of you, and you begin to praise the Lord, sometimes that worship is spontaneous. You don't come to the house of God oftentimes planning a worship. It just comes on you. Amen. And mothers, listen, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, worship God, and your children will follow you somewhere down the road. My mother was 82-year-old, nearly 83, when she left here to go to heaven. And I can still hear my mother sing ringing in my ears. I can hear her singing, I'll fly away. Amen. I can hear her singing, worshiping the Lord. Sitting on that pew, I can see her. And I tell you, I've seen her struggles down through the years. And I've seen the day she got saved and the day that I had the privilege to baptize Mama and the joy she had in her church family. And I've seen all of that in her life. And I'm going to tell you, it impacts the children. It makes a difference, amen, when the mothers have joy in their children. Amen. When they see their children as a great blessing. Amen. And laughter. Hallelujah. The Bible says a merry heart is good medicine to the soul. And see that mother dedicated unto the Lord. And see them filled with the Holy Ghost. And see them worshiping God. Amen. Do you remember? Can you look back and see your mother and your grandmother worshiping the Lord, shouting and praising God? Somebody said, I want to be just like my mama. What a great compliment it is when my boys or anybody else could say, I want to be like my father. What a compliment when the Apostle Paul said, follow me. Wow. Say that, would you? Could you look your children in the face and say, do what I do? We want to always say this. We want to say, do what I say. Don't do what I do. That's what we want to tell them. But I tell you where the greatest impact is when you show them by your life how you're supposed to do in worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord. Amen. Try it out once in a while and you watch your children line up. Amen. It's the one day, I don't know why it's run through my mind. One day I was visiting this little family, Miss D was, and they had invited us over and we were sitting there. And there was a little old bluebird house out there next to where we were sitting at. And there were four little bluebirds in that little old house. And the mother was about as far from here to Brother Jim in a little old tree. It's a little old bush of a tree there. And that mother was just, she was just chirping up. I mean, having a fit chirping. And I told D, I said, look at that mama. And I said, what is wrong with her? I said, there must be a snake in that little old bird house. And she said, I don't think so. I said, they must be. I said, I've never seen one like that. And just having a time. And in just a minute, I seen one of them little bluebirds jump up in the hole. And she was just talking to it. Yeah. And in just a minute, that little bluebird flew out of that house and lit that tree. And she did it again. And another jumped up there. Yeah. And it flew off into that tree. And another one jumped up there and it flew off in that tree. But that last one, it jumped in that hole. And that mother fussed at that little thing and fussed at it. And that little bird looked around and it went back in the hole. Yeah. And that mother kept a fussing at it and it jumped back up in the hole and looked around. And in a minute, it jumps back in. Well, then the mother flies to the nest, goes in the hole. And I hear this rustling going on in that birdhouse. And she comes out. She goes to the tree and she's hollering again. The little bird jumps in the hole and she's fussing at it and it lights out and it runs over there and lands in the tree and the mama disappears. Never to be seen by the little birds again. She's done her job. Her job was raising them till they can fly on their own. Amen, mamas. Amen, we teach our children. Amen, to worship the Lord and to be dedicated to God. Amen, and to have joy in their life and to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And one of these days, we're going to fly off. Amen, we're going to leave them behind for them to trust in the same Lord that you taught them to trust in. That makes the difference. The Bible said Eunice taught Timothy. He said, in thy mother Eunice, he said, I'm persuaded that in thee also. She taught us how to serve the Lord by faith. Serve the Lord by faith. My mother's gone. My father's gone. The only mother I got left is the church. And if I'm going to serve the Lord, I got to serve him in the church. Me and my mother serving the Lord. Amen. And Eunice taught Timothy to have faith in the Lord Jesus. Yeah. And when I leave here, you know, I don't know that Paul told Timothy you had to be successful. He just said, be faithful now. Yeah. He said, I have fought a good fight. Yeah. He said, I have kept the faith. Yeah. He said, I have finished my course. Yeah. And he said, henceforth there's a crown of life laid up for me. And he said, not only for me, but for all them that love. Is appearing. Amen. She taught us how to serve
the Lord and serve the Lord, that it makes an impact in our children. One Saturday morning, I hope you don't misunderstand me. I had a lot of imperfections raising my children. But I'd like to think I'd done a couple of things right. More of them wrong probably than right. But one Friday night I came home, my neighbor had a tree blow over in his yard. And I got home and I seen that tree over there, and they were poor folks and you could tell didn't have much. And I went home and I said, boys, in the morning, they weren't about this tall, little bitty boys. I said, in the morning, we're going to get up early and go to the neighbor's house and cut that tree out in their yard. We're going to cut it up. They said, Daddy, why? I said, because that's what Christians do.
Yeah.
I said, that's what we do. And they said, okay. And so the next morning, we got up early. We ate breakfast, and I got the chainsaw. And here me and the boys went over yonder, and we didn't knock on the door. We didn't do nothing. We just went out there and started sawing limbs and cutting up limbs. A big old tree had fell in their yards. Them old boys would grab them, and we'd pile them up, stack them up, and they'd pile them. And the daddy came out of the house and said, what are y'all doing? I said, I'm teaching my boys how to be good neighbors.
Yeah.
Teaching my children how to be good neighbors. And he said, just a minute, let me get my clothes on and help y'all. And they did come out and helped us. And we got through with that. My boys said, Daddy, that was fun. I said, that was good. I said, that's right. I said, that's how we serve the Lord.
Yeah.
I said, boys, that's how we serve the Lord. Eunice, Timothy's mother, by faith, taught Timothy how to be faithful in serving God.
Yeah.
I tell you, we teach our children everything else. We teach them to serve the Lord, mama.
Yeah.
Teach them to worship God.
Yeah.
Teach them how to be led by the Spirit of God. Teach them to be dedicated to the will of God. Teach them how to have joy. Amen, in the Lord. And I tell you, if you'll do that, you'll be a glorious mother.
Yeah.
Amen. And I tell you, it'll impact every home in the world if we'll just do like those five mothers taught us to do. Amen. I'd like for us to stand.